The sun is shining. The weather is sweet.
The weather is sweet here.
There's no here. There's no here.
I thought there was a here at the end of it.
No, it's just the weather is sweet. No.
Is it?
You've added that here on.
Oh, I'm going to have to check that out now, perhaps.
Check it out.
I'm going to. Don't you worry about it. What I was going to say, the weather is sweet here because it's cooler.
Oh, it has been. It's been awful, hasn't it? Let's be honest. Yesterday was an absolute shitter weather-wise.
Do you know what? It just completely drains you.
Oh.
Doesn't it? It just absolutely, like, zaps you of any energy.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Like, you have to do something and have a sit down. Yesterday, I was like, I'll just do the kitchen. I did the kitchen. I had to sit down. I had to literally lie on my sofa with the fan blowing up my legs.
Yeah.
Because it was like just, and then I was like, right, I can do the next thing now because I've had a little sit down, I've had a little breather.
But even when you sit down, you're just wringing with sweat.
You're wringing with it.
You're absolutely wringing with sweat.
And actually, I hate it.
Me too.
I hate that feeling of like.
And it's so muggy.
It is muggy. It is
the
humid.
The weather has got muggy. Muggy.
The weather is muggy.
There's not a year after render it. There's not a here. It's a year.
Oh, it's a yet. See, I told you it was something.
He said there was something. Going back to yesterday quickly, I did a Love Island marathon.
Right, yes,
and
nice.
And caught up on Friday night's Love Island.
Okay.
It was savage.
Yeah, I love it.
So for those that don't know, what happened was a new bombshell came in who was actually an old bombshell. She'd been in series two. Mm-hmm. She'd been in there 12 hours and there was a recoupling, but it was just her that was asked to pick to be with somebody.
Yeah.
So she had to steal a boy off of one of the girls. She stole a guy called Zachariah who left Molly single. Molly then just got a text message saying, Molly, you are now single. You have been dumped from the island.
Brilliant.
Savage!
Brilliant. This is what the Love Island needed. Yeah. It needed a shake-up. It became too predictable. People knew, we go in there, this happens, then we go to Castlemore and this happens, and then we win. And it's like, no. We are not doing that anymore.
No, we not are on gonna, our watch.
We are going to absolutely flip all this shit. And you are not going to know what's coming when. And 1 minute you're all lovey-dovey, everything's cool, bang, you're gone.
You're gone. You're out. You're finished. And finito. Laters.
I love it. I absolutely bloody love it, Pats.
Now, before we started this recording, we appropriately gave our producer a bollocking. We did it really. That's a joke. We'd never do that. He's terrifying. No, he's not. He's lovely. But there was a random interjection of music in last week's episode. And I think a lot of people thought I was back in the editing suite.
But in fact, you weren't.
No. But no. Martin had a manic day. He was on the train at 3 a.m. He lost all sense of himself and tried to do a sound gag.
And I loved it. I loved it. I loved the just craziness of it. You know, I'm all about the crazy pads. I'm all about the slightly weird.
And you're becoming one of those people that's going to start introducing yourself going, do excuse me, I'm crazy.
Yeah, I am.
That is the sign of more than a midlife crisis. That is getting horrendous.
Right, okay. And I'm okay with it, Pats, yeah? You are not, and you've got to deal with that.
You're going to be saying things like, excuse me, guys, I'm crazy. I record the baby robins in my garden.
Yeah, exactly. And
I've
tell you
what. I've got my own spring watch going on. I am rock and roll mental, yeah?
I'm telling you as well that 27 other people are also with me.
Exactly. We are on this crazy train together.
Yeah, you can pipe down because me and my 27 friends. Yeah.
Fans! Me and my 27 fans!
We are loving this shit. And I loved Tricky's little crazy interjection. So.
Talking of interjections, I got a voice note this morning from that there Lisa Riley off the telly box.
Brilliant.
And she sent us something that's been getting on her shitting sits, Scott. So here we go.
Let's hear it.
Good morning, love of my life. How the bloody hell are you, sweet jinx? Spreading the love from that there Leeds to that there directly to you, Miss Ruthie of the Cords. Right, listen to me now. Getting on my tits, right? This is getting on my tits, right? That's getting on my tits so much, it became a topic at work, right? So much so, we were screaming at work because everyone was in agreement, right? Why is it on every single cooking show in the country, okay, predominantly in our country, right, this happens, does the chef give the word, let's call it chorizo, right, gives it a camp twist and a lisp, chorizo, yeah, okay, that's the pronunciation, right, but when their guest, who they're always interviewing, keeps saying chorizo all the time, it's so fucking annoying. Oh, yeah, so this the chorizo, yeah, all of a sudden becomes like, you know, margarita pacatam, and then the guest keeps calling it chorizo. Oh, my God. Literally, it's the worst get on my tits in the world. I hope you agree. I love you. Good night. Goodbye. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good morning. Love you.
I love the bit where she says they turn into Margarita Pragatan.
she's so right. Yeah.
Because the chef says chorizo, but the person that they've got on Saturday Kitchen is just like, yeah, chuck that some of that chorizo.
I don't like chorizo.
Chuck some of that chorizo. And he's going, yeah, I'll put in chorizo.
I do love trying to say it in there. You know, whenever I go, if I go to like an Italian restaurant, I'll try.
Well,
it's
Spanish, so let's stick
with
Spanish.
I'm talking about any sort of restaurant.
Oh, sorry, I cut you off too quick there.
Yes, you did, Pat.
Sorry,
not unusual. whenever I go to an Italian restaurant, especially like, you know, your proper authentic, I'm not talking that Pizza Express.
No,
your proper authentic.
Well, no, because in Pizza Express, you're served from. By Colin, who lives two doors down, aren't you?
Exactly.
You know, Colin's like, oh yeah, you want a carbonara, yeah? Okay, we'll carbonara.
Yeah.
You want the Polo ad Astra? Yeah, no probs.
Polo ad Astra?
Yeah. You want the Astra? Yeah, got you, yeah.
Whereas I love going to, and I really try and say it properly.
Yeah, you sound like a bit of a dick sometimes.
But again, I love that.
I don't care because I'm crazy.
Because I love it. I love trying to have a go at saying things as it should be said.
That's another thing you can add to your I'm crazy list.
Yeah. Like when we went to Rome back in February.
Sure.
They say, prego. Prego.
Prego.
And prego.
Yeah, what does that mean?
P-R-E-G-G-O. Oh, it's like, you're welcome. Prego.
Prego.
So you go into the restaurant, you sit down, prego. They say that a lot. And I love saying prego.
Right.
But I like saying it like authentically. So when it comes to like chorizo.
Yeah.
Chorizo. I like chorizo. Saying it properly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like the fact that they do that.
But it is funny that the actual guest is just then like chorizo.
Chorizo. Yeah.
Yeah. Chuck some chorizo in for me, please. Thank you.
And they do just keep on saying it.
Yeah. She's right. Yeah. It's annoying.
But do you think. I think they should. No, I think they should tell them you've got to say it properly. You can't keep just saying chorizo.
Right, you would interject and
yes.
say...
Yes, if I was the chef, chefing up with some chorizo...
You're
I'd
James
like,
Martin, you're yeah. on the... You're giving it the old woo-woo-woo-woo, yeah.
Yeah, I'm chopping everything
who's
up,
your favourite?
Something.
Who's your favourite celebrity chef?
Well, I do quite like Nigella.
Ainsley Harriott. Because of his flamboyance. I used to love Ready Steady Cook. His flamboyance is second to none.
Do you know the only thing I think of Ainsley Harriott is couscous?
Do you not think of Percy Pepper and Sally Salt?
No.
Do you not think of him saying, you've got to give the meat a good rub?
No.
That's what he said once. Isn't that hilarious? I mean, innuendo bingo at its finest. You've got to give the meat a good rub.
Yeah, no, I would not. Ainsley would not be in my top.
He is just sensational, I think.
No, and he doesn't really do that shit anymore now, does he?
He doesn't really, does he? Just he just sells his packet soups. And his packet soups.
Yeah. No, I'd definitely go Nigella or Jamie.
Yeah, I love Jamie Oliver. Oh, I love him.
We love the Jamies.
We actually love the Olivers. We've got to get them on.
Jules. Actually, I had some messages from Jules the other day.
Yeah.
Saying that she's got her sister roped in to listening.
Yes, and Jules!
Yes. And actually, I'm going to share this because Jules said how she'd been banging on at her sister for ages to listen to the podcast. Been telling her, you got to listen, you got to listen. And eventually she listened and she messaged Jules saying how hysterical she found it.
Oh.
So I think we should give I think her name's Natalie.
Natalie. Well, thank you for coming along for this crazy ride, Natalie. As you've heard, Ange is absolutely crazy.
Yeah. So I just said, you know, welcome to the crew, Natalie. Sorry it's taking you so long to actually get around to listening, despite your sister telling you for a long time to listen. We forgive you. It's fine. You're here now. But yeah, Natalie listens. Jules listens. We just need to get Jamie on board, really.
Yeah,
don't
we do, really, don't we? Mm-hmm. Talking of shout-outs, I was in the John Lewis, a.k.a. John Lewis.
The John Lewis!
On Saturday, and this woman approached me and said, sorry to interrupt you, like, I don't want to take too much of your time. I was like, stop, it's fine. She was called Rachel.
Stop!
She was called Rachel, and she said, you and your sister are brighten my week. Every week when I drive to work on a Wednesday morning, I get so excited because I know that on my commute to work, I've got you half of it in the morning and then half of it on my way home. And I'm so grateful for all the laughs you've given me. It's just brilliant.
Well, thank you so much, Rachel.
So thanks, Rachel, who I bumped into
in the John Lewis. And whilst we're on the note of food-related things.
Yes.
Right. Do you find there are some words that just, like, you find funny or they make you laugh when you say them? For instance, right?
Yeah, go on.
Pork.
Pork.
Pork. Pork.
Pork.
Say it. Pork.
Pork. I'm just going to get a joint of pork.
Pork. Now, this came about because the other night, right?
Yeah, you were having pork.
I wasn't having any pork. I don't really like pork. See, it's one of those words. It's just funny the more you say it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Joel had got bitten on his back, right? So he came into me, he's like, Mum, can you just put some of this cream on my back? I was like, yeah, sure. As I'm putting this cream on his back, he, like, whispered out loud to himself. He said, I don't know if he realised he was saying it out loud, but he said, have I had any pork today? Have I had any pork today? And I said to him, what did you just say? I was trying to think if I'd eaten any pork today. I was really thirsty. So not only was that making me laugh, I then just went, pork. That's a weird word. So then this is like about midnight. We're just in the kitchen cracking up about pork, saying pork. Anybody for a bit of pork? Anybody like a piece of pork? Anybody want a joint of pork? And it just got
that
me thinking
so
about
funny.
Words and how certain words just like sound funny or weird, and the more you say them, the more funny they get.
It's when you say it. Mine is penguin. Penguin.
Penguin.
Penguin. Penguin. Isn't really,
Penguin is a really penguin. Weird word.
Look at that penguin walking. Oh, he's marching like a penguin. Like, it's a weird word, penguin.
It is. I just love it when those moments happen. You know, when you're just like, just very innocent.
Oh, that is so. Back. I can't believe Joel Westwood outlasted. That reminds me of the story you told me when you were in Rome.
Yeah.
And Ian was taking some paracetamol, and as he put the paracetamol to his mouth, he just went, drugs. Drugs. Whenever me and Matthew take any kind of like paracetamol, we just go, take it to our lips and go, drugs. Oh, hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Right, I think we should ask our listeners for those sort of words that just make you laugh, or you find them funny or a bit weird, but actually the more you say it, the funnier they get. Drugs, pork, penguin, you know, any of those things that just like...
Martin's was wedge.
No, wodge.
Wodge, that's it. Wodge of cash.
Wodge of paper.
Yeah.
Wodge of wodge.
Watch is a weird.
Watch. It's the more you say it as well.
Yeah, it is watch. The more you say it.
Watch. Especially that, because actually you do actually move your mouth in quite a...
Watch. And watch. I can't help but become a Cockney. So watch your cash there.
You become Danny Dyer.
Yeah. And you shake, you push your head forward a bit and you're like, yeah, there's a watch there. There's a watch of 50s.
Do you want that watch, Barry?
Yeah. But we'd like you to send them your words in via a voice note.
Yes, we would.
So you can just do that on Instagram. That's fine.
Yeah.
Or you can go into your memo recorder on your phone and send it to findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. Or you can just go onto Instagram and send it to us on the gram of you repeatedly saying the word that you find weird/funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Send us your porky words.
Now, Ange, you've got a bit of a new segment.
Yes.
And you've got a jingle already for it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what happened to me this morning. I just woke up and I was like, I know. I was like,
you were on fire. Okay,
I must have been dreaming or something. I don't know. Yeah. But I've come up with a new segment that I think, and I hope, to be perfectly honest with you, Pats, will be well received.
I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. Okay.
So, our new segment jingle is... What is the national day today? 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 Short and sweet.
Very good.
So, would you like to know, Patty, what the national day is today of the 26th of June?
I would absolutely love to.
Okay, today's national day is Barcode Day.
Are you joking?
No, it is today is National Barcode Day.
National Barcode Day.
Yes, right. And I'll just give you a little blurb. National Barcode Day commemorates more than 40 years of efficiency and accuracy that began on June the 26th, 1974, when a clerk scanned a 10-pack of Wrigley's Juicy Fruit gum. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Can you still get Juicy Fruit?
No.
Oh, I used to love that.
Oh, yeah, I think you can, actually. The one in the yellow.
Yellow one. She scanned a 10-pack of Wrigley's Juicy Fruit gum at Marsh Supermarket in Troy, Ohio. On that day, the barcode system invented by George Lauer, an IBM engineer, began to change the world. Now, I wanted to just share how you can observe National Barcode Day.
Okay, yeah, right. Sure. Dress up as a barcode.
Can you imagine getting through your day without using a barcode. Can you imagine?
Yeah,
that,
I haven't used a barcode once today. I've been fine.
Yeah, I haven't either, actually. Yeah, so that's a load of shit.
That's number one's gone. That's shit. That's bullshit.
You can celebrate the barcode's birthday. National Barcode Day encourages you to take notice of the barcodes that make your life easier. Host a barcode birthday party and include everyone, all along your supply chain and in every industry. When you celebrate, share the history, design and progress of the barcode too. Hashtag National Barcode Day on social media.
National Barcode Day.
Yes.
I mean, that's a crock of shit. I didn't have a barcode in my life. Yesterday, I got through it. All the day before, I got through it. Like, you know, I could probably go... I've gone 3 days without the need of a barcode. So...
Don't they as well? Don't they call, like, some boys slash men that have that sort of haircut, they call it the barcode?
Do they?
Yeah. When
I've
it's all
never
just...
heard that.
Yeah, you know when there's a footballer... that has the haircut, plays for Man City and England.
Oh, Foden, Phil Foden.
Phil Foden.
Right.
He has that's the barcode.
Right,
yeah,
that's
when
a
it's just all,
cut.
You know, pushed forward. Down forward, yeah, yeah. So it just looks like a barcode.
Right.
So I think if you were a barcode boy, well, you could really celebrate barcode day.
You'd be going absolutely,
you'd
go batshit
crazy,
today, wouldn't you?
You'd be out getting everyone to scan your hair. It's National Barcode Day. Scan me hair. Scan me hair.
Beep. Beep.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Well, we're going to bring you, as the weeks roll on, every so often we're going to bring you, and if you've got national days, obviously, you know, some national days are very important. We're
yes.
not taking the piss out of all national days.
No.
So we don't mean, you know, your big ones.
Not your big
ones,
cells.
Not
your,
not
big,
your
cells.
Big cells.
No.
We're
no.
looking at your small fries.
Your
barcodes.
Your little barcode cells.
Your barcodes, your national milk days.
Yes.
Your national go barefoot days. All of those.
Yeah.
So remember, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You could message Ange and I on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Gordon. She's at Ange Gordon.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. I've got a tits for you this week.
Brilliant. I love it when you can bring me some tits.
It's quite a niche one.
Okay, fine.
But stick with me.
I'm sticking with you.
The thing that's been getting on my shitting tits is full beam lights.
What, when drivers don't turn them off?
No, predominantly when drivers think I haven't turned them off. So
yes.
you're driving along a country road, you see the lights around the bend, you dim your lights. They
yeah.
come around the corner and they think I'm like, just because I've got
you
a flashy
haven't.
Car, mate. They think
just
I haven't.
I'm
so
in
they
a Mercedes.
Stop, exactly, eating my chorizo.
Yeah.
They start full beaming the shit out of me. Yeah. And I'm yeah. like, no, mate, so I put my full beam on, then they put their full beam on back. No! 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 Right. This started because you, in your shitty car,
yeah.
who doesn't have good full beam, thought that I still... And now you're still blinding me.
You're having a full beam off.
But also, when you're on a country road and people are like miles away and they start flashing their lights to tell you
yeah.
to turn your lights down,
yeah.
piss off!
See, this comes back to, and this is going back to an ep from a long time ago when
you
we talked about...
You need a tannoy.
You need a tannoy system.
You were good when I thought of this shit. I knew you were going to say this. You
yeah.
don't need a tannoy. People just need to chill the fuck out, right?
No, but how good would it be if you could go to that dickhead who's coming at you down a country lane at 11 o'clock at night when it's pitch black?
Yeah.
That you could switch a switch and go... I haven't got my full beam on, you wanker. Like, that would be brilliant.
Annoying? Isn't full beam annoying?
The full beam shit.
Mm. I love it. I'm a fan of the full beam when I can't see ahead of me. My full beam goes straight on.
Yeah, I mean, yours sounds like it's quite a big beam.
Well, even my non-full beam is a big beam.
Big beam. So you've got big beams.
But I reckon the Tesla's probably got big beams.
Big beams.
Aren't you rocking with a big boy Tesla beams?
Big beams, yeah.
I wonder if there's National Full Beam Day.
Oh, I bet there is.
What if one just drives around
with their full beam?
Blinding the shit out of everybody saying, oh, yes, but I'm remembering the supply chain of full beaming. I am holding a full beam party to remember the supply chain of why you use your full beam. But do you get what I mean, though? It's annoying, isn't it?
Totally, Pats.
The other thing that annoys me about a full beam is when drivers, and this happened to me just the other day, they don't wait till they're past you to put their full beam back on.
Yeah.
So they're the closest possible point they could be in their car, and they whack it on.
Yeah, it's in your peripherals.
Fucking hell, mate. All right.
Wait till you're just a few minutes past me.
Two seconds longer and you could put your full beam.
Yeah, you could have whacked your beam on. Yeah.
Just chill.
Yeah. But no, I'm totally with you, Pats.
Like, they put it on, you know, they come around the corner, they put it on, they turn it off, they put it on, they turn it off, they put it on. No, my full beam, they keep doing it. So you put yours on, so they leave their full. I'm like, oh my God, you are impossible to keep happy. Because I've turned it off, Jeffrey, and now I've had to put it on to prove a point.
To tell you that I've turned it off, but you put yours on, and now I've got to put mine back on.
The other thing with a full beam is when people flash you, that's always a bit dangerous, isn't it? Have you ever been in a situation?
What, like, if you, like, I don't know.
At a junction, and you're at the junction, and perhaps there's somebody turning right into the junction, and you're turning right out of it, and somebody flashes, and you both go to go.
Yes, yeah.
Because you never really know who they're flashing, do you?
Can you try? Are you flashing me? Can I trust that the flash is for me?
Or is it for them?
Or is it for someone else?
Are you flashing Derek, or are you flashing me?
Yes.
Flashing's a weird word when you keep
flashing.
Saying, you know?
It is
flashing, yeah.
Well, especially because it has many connotations.
As does pork. You know, we could get into the many connotations of porking. John was caught porking Alan's wife.
That just makes it even better, doesn't it? The fact that you can put pork into many varieties of sentence. I just saw Barry flashing his pork. You know, we've got both in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's quite a niche shitting tit, but I felt...
I think it's a very good one, Pats, and I'm with you. Urban Dictionary. So, this week's urban is sleepy ha-has.
Is that like when you laugh in your sleep?
No. Sort of, kind of on the sort of right sort of road.
Is it to do with sleep?
Not really, no.
Oh, is it when you start laughing so much that your laughing sounds like really slurred and you're like...
No. Your sleepy ha-has. When you've been up for like a day and a half and everything anyone says or does is the funniest thing you've ever seen. I'm so sleepy. You have the sleepy ha-has.
I love the sleepy ha-has.
So do I.
I fucking love when you just find everything hilarious.
Yes.
It's like you're drunk, but you know you don't have to deal with the hangover.
Yes.
But that hysteria.
Oh, I love it.
That like somebody says, do you want dinner?
God, I keep asking if I want dinner. Oh, God. Bloody hell.
No, seriously, do you want dinner? And you're just cracking up in everyone's faces. And if you're the only one that is that tired in your household, that's even funnier.
Yeah. I honestly think the sleepy ha-has is one of my favourite things. In fact, I sometimes don't have to really be that sleepy.
No, me neither.
Me neither. I just quite often find a lot of stuff funny.
Yeah.
And I also find myself funny when I'm
you
actually not really being
funny.
You
crack yourself up. You crack yourself up all the time.
Like, you'll tell me stories and you'll be cracking up. And sometimes they're brilliant, like the Joel saying, "Have I had any porn today?" But sometimes you'll tell stuff to James and I, especially, and you are like this, right? You are now. You are in hysteria. And me and James just go, "Oh, right, okay.
It's actually not funny." Yeah.
Or we just go, "Oh, right. Is that what happened?"
Yeah.
That it okay. Yeah. Then you're like, "No, really, it's hilarious."
Oh, honestly, I just, like, I've actually started. I mean, a lot of people don't know this about me, but you'll know it.
Oh.
About, you know, my burps.
Oh, yeah.
That I can do a lot of talking. Yeah. So I can burp and talk.
Your burps are legendary. They are legendary.
And I've started recently.
Oh no. Here we go. This is either going to be hilarious or not funny at all.
I started saying in my burp, babes, right? So babes in my burp, right?
Right.
And then I followed that up with
station. With the word station. So you go, babes.
Would be funny.
You should do that on the next one. Record it for us and play it next week. Babe Station. You never know, you might get a deal with Babe Station to do their jingle.
That's true, actually. Yeah.
Put it out there, Pat. Put it out there.
Yeah. No, I've started, so I'll do babes and then I'll go, "Hi, babes."
Post burp, you then say, "Hi, babes."
Yes.
What, just in your normal voice? Oh my god, you've lied.
Do you know what? I didn't even realise I was doing it.
Until that bit is funny.
Until Nell said to me the other day, she went, "Whenever you do a babe's burp, you always go, 'Hi, babe.'"
What the hell are you doing?
I would think, you see, now I've got the sleepy hours and I'm not actually sleepy.
You're just in hysteria.
I'm just the ha-has. I've got the ha-has. But yeah.
So you've started going, "Babes, hi, babes."
Yes, babes, through my burp, "Hi, babes." And I actually say it like that, "Hi, babes."
What is wrong with you?
Yeah. So I do this shit all the time. And I...
Right, and you've got to record... So you've got to record it. Next time you've got a burp coming on.
Okay. Well, I'll have to do it with a big beer of drink or something.
So set it up if you need to.
Set it up. I'll set it up.
Do the bit. You know, talking of burps, I went back today and watched that Sprite challenge that we did. And that video, I know it's us, but that video is fucking hilarious. If you haven't watched it, we're both in green tops. We're down in a bottle of Sprite. Oh, go gosh. And watch that video because that is so funny. In fact, I'm going to reshare it. I'm going to reshare it after this because that is hilarious.
I've gone back through some of our archives of recent and like, some of our early episodes, maybe not even like that season one, but like season two, where we used to put out a little clip. And I've been listening back to those.
Oh,
and the ones where we did about like, it was the episode where we talk about having to like, where people tick things off their list and you say, you know, I can suck you off while socking up. I was cracking up.
We should start putting mini clips out again. It's just finding the time, but they are good. They are good. Anyway, that is a good urban into a great bit of hysteria.
Yeah. About my
so
dogs.
Over the next few weeks, there's going to be shorter episodes that are going to go out, which are going to lead us into our summer hiatus.
Summer hiatus.
So next week and the two following weeks will be just, there'll still be an episode, but they'll just be slightly shorter. Maybe it'll just be a bit of shitting tits or, you know, they won't have quite a lot of the
Maybe
same sort
can
of
do,
chat.
We can do another little sort of questions, you know, put out a load of, ask for
oh, yeah.
questions.
Ask us questions, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So they'll just be
the next three Wednesdays, that's what it will be.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be taking a break. Sorry, I know that people don't like it when we say that.
Take a break.
But there won't be any episodes then. But we'll give you all those dates in our final episode. But just a heads up that the next three episodes after this one is going to be Q&A, much shorter.
Yeah.
Just something, your voice notes. Send us all your voice notes because we can whack those in.
Yeah.
But another great episode, I feel.
Brilliant. I mean, I actually feel exhausted.
Me too.
I've laughed a lot.
Yeah.
I hope everyone else has.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Remember, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden. Andrew's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast. And we actually have another little request, gang. We would like you, please, to vote for us at the British Podcast Awards, which are... just around the corner. We are in the listener's choice category, and we would love it if you would vote for us. So all you need to do is very simple. Just go to britishpodcastawards.com, follow the instructions there for listener's choice, put in Finding the Funny, because who the hell else are you going to vote for? Follow the instructions. It'll send you an email that you have to verify your vote. So do all of that. And let's see if we can win an award, gang. So, get on it, cast your votes. BritishPodcastAwards.com.
But Andrew and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.